Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Kelly. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Kelly. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Galehouse. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Galehouse fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Salters moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock strikes out. There goes Salters. The throw from Hayes and Soltis is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Newsom moves to second. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soltis scores. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom misplays the ball. That's an error on Newsom. Hale moves to third. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Pitlock steals second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 1 in the game. Dean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newsom bunts towards first. Trotsky fields the ball and throws to Gale House covering. Safe. Dean moves to second. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock strikes out. 2 outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Dean scores. Newsom moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Galehouse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters bunts towards the mound. Galehouse fields it and throws to third for the out. Hayes moves to second. 1 out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Hayes scores. Peters moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Newsom hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean scoops it up and throws to first, with Kelly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 3 in the game. Rothrock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Moses trying to get to home. Salters throws the ball into Pitlock, who tags Moses, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Werber applying the tag. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a pop-up towards the mound. Gale House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Denny Gailhouse. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly bunts towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 4 in the game. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 4 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Kelly scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Hale applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dean. Trosky moves to second. Billy Sullivan pinch runs for Hal Trosky. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sullivan moves to third. Salters moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pitlock bunts towards first. Dean scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pitlock for the out. Sullivan scores. Salters moves to third. Hale moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Athletics. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hughes is walked intentionally. John Kroner pinch hits for Mel Harder. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salters. The slide. Hayes applies the tag. Salters is out. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to third. Hughes moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.